Buyer beware was the response from the Blue Mountains Council to the owners of a landlocked home who sought the town's assistance to find a solution to their parking woes. Local residents Johanna Franz and Cameron Ellis own a landlocked home on Settlers Way, near Blue Mountain Resort, and they attended council's meeting on October 30 to request assistance from the town to find parking for their property. They currently have an easement to access their property, but there is not enough space for parking and they aren't able to expand the size of the easement. They purchased the property believing they were able to park on the road, however, the town does not allow on-street parking in that area. Bylaw officers respond to complaints and issue parking tickets when necessary. There are two landlocked homes in the neighborhood on lots that have existed since the 1950s. We are left with no parking options, Franz told council. This was the second time Franz and Ellis had sought council's help for the problem. They previously asked council for assistance in February 2022. At that time, council directed the property owners to seek a parking solution from nearby and adjacent private property owners after considering a number of possible options. Options included: create a permit system for parking on Settlers Way. Remove that section of road from the no parking bylaw. Create new parking on town lands. Give ownership of the road to local residents. Direct property owners to seek parking solutions with neighboring private landowners. At the October 30 meeting, Franz told council parking options with neighboring property owners, including a commercial business nearby, were not possible. At its committee of the whole meeting on November 7, council chose not to take any action on the October 30 presentation from Franz and Ellis. Town staff presented a brief report on the matter and said any new direction on the situation would require a reconsideration vote, seeing as council had given direction on the matter in 2022. Members of council were sympathetic to the plight of Franz and Ellis, but did not take further action. The learning here is, buyer beware, said Cown. Paula Hope. We've done our best to accommodate this. Cown. Gail Ardiel said it was unfortunate a larger easement isn't possible. It's a very difficult situation, she said,